I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. It's trash day at the Johnson home, but there's no garbage, nothing. Oh, well, there's a big green compost bin and a teeny recycling bin, one that Bea Johnson is embarrassed actually exists at all. She says, so much recycling really goes to waste, so you need to reduce that too. Garbage, though, is something that happens rarely in the Johnson house. That's by day-to-day intention to live simpler and lighter on the planet. Bea Johnson, welcome to Body Language.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you have a very cool book out entitled Zero Waste Home. What's it about, and what was the inspiration for the book?
Well, it's the book basically tells how we've been able to reduce our waste down to, not totally at zero, but we've reduced our waste down for our family of four to the size of a quart-sized jar for the four of us for the year. And we've been doing this for the last, we've had that amount of waste for the last 3 years.
What was your motivation for doing that?
For reducing waste, it kind of came naturally to us. We moved from a large home to a smaller one, and for a while rented a home, an apartment with just the necessities, and we had the rest of our stuff in storage. And we found that by living simply, we had much more time in our hands. So once we did move into a new home, we let go of 80% of our belongings.
When you and your husband Scott downsized from a 3,000 square foot home to their current 1,400 square foot home.
Yeah, and that even includes a very low basement. So our space is about 1,100 square feet. And so today it's actually the natural path was that with more time in our hands, then we were able to educate ourselves on environmental issues. And we decided to do something about it for the sake of our kids' future. We were just feeling bad about what the world we were leaving behind for our kids. So my husband started a sustainability consulting company, and I tackled the home.
We all know about the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. But in your life, the life of the book Zero Waste Home, there are five R's. What are those?
Well, we found that basically applying the three R's was not enough, and that we had to, we quickly found that we had to add the word, or the fifth R, the as a priority, which is refuse, because there is so much that's given to us on a daily basis, and then once we bring them home, they become part of our clutter. And also, every time we take those free things, they create a demand to make more. So it basically perpetuates an unsustainable practice. So examples would be junk mail, accepting freebies such as free pen from a conference, or swag bags, things like that. That in the end we never really needed, but they were given to us. And every time we take them, it just makes our life more complicated and adds to the waste. So.
Well, for example, here in San Francisco, the city passed an ordinance which mandates that businesses charge for paper bags. For example, like the local grocery store will charge 10 cents for a bag. I have talked to the folks at the local Safeway store, and they say they have reduced the number of bag deliveries significantly, where they used to get like 5 pallets a week of brown paper bags. They now have one, and it lasts for weeks at a time. It's amazing what a difference a dime will make in terms of giving people some incentive to change their behavior.
Exactly, and that's something that's already been in place in Europe for a long time, and it's just about changing our way of shopping. And just believe me, once you know you have to pay for something, then you think twice about you remember your grocery bags, your totes. I know that in France, no one actually, it's very rare to see people go to the store without their totes.
Let's talk about the second R, which is reduce.
Yeah, and let me point out that applying the five R's needs to be done in order, in order to achieve zero waste. It's very important to apply these things really in order. So if you refuse a maximum of things, basically what you do not need, then you have less to reduce. So reduce is about letting go of the things that being able to declutter, basically, so that you're putting these very valuable resources back on the market. You're boosting the secondhand market. It's about living more minimally, curbing consumption, buying less. And then there is the third R, which is reusing. And reusing is about bringing your shopping totes to the store, but maybe also cloth bags, mesh bags, and jars to the store in order to buy the things that you need, such as, the cloth bag would carry dry bulk foods. The jars would carry wet items such as fish, meat, deli, things like that. And reusing is also about extending the useful life of the items that we have and really paying attention to basically staying on top of repairs so that they're not sent to the landfill.
Right.
And then buying secondhand as much as possible.
Our guest is Bea Johnson, whose new book is Zero Waste Home, in which she shares her experiences as well as her expertise in developing or and really attempting to create a trash-free household. Have your children willingly enrolled in this program? Are they pretty enthusiastic?
Well, to our kids, it's completely normal what we do. And mm-hmm. We've Zero Waste is such on basically on autopilot that we don't really think about it. If it wasn't for the fact that I wrote a book about it and uh-huh. write a blog and converse with my followers on Facebook, for example, it's not something that we would be thinking about because it's really on automatic. Really, Zero Waste happens outside the home. It's the decisions that we make outside when we're shopping or, let's say, not shopping that we're really reducing our waste. So for the kids always say that Zero Waste is my thing because I'm the one doing the grocery shopping once a week with my totes and cloth bags and jars. So
tell me, Bea, do your kids ever get on your case and in your face a huge disgrace when you mess up? Do you ever make mistakes and inadvertently forget to follow your philosophy?
We this is really on autopilot. I mean, we just we've done it for so long now. We started in 2008 really to tackle our weight, so I think we've really run pretty much in any situation that we can run into. Of course, there are always some surprises, but our experiences have led us to always have pretty much a solution for the things that come our way.
Well, speaking of solutions, you say for kids' art and crafts projects, you use watercolor dyes, mostly made with fruits and vegetables, and you also make your own putty with dryer lint and Play-Doh.
Yeah, well, that's definitely for earlier when the kids were younger. Today, they don't do as much of that, but those are definitely recipes that I wanted to share anyways in the book for people that have younger children.
And finally, you maintain a small wardrobe and you only shop twice a year, but very often you buy secondhand and you recycle worn out clothing and even compost the pills on wool sweaters.
Yeah, there is a lot of things that we can compost that we don't think about. I have to say also that buying a secondhand wardrobe is very cost-effective, and I think a huge misconception about this lifestyle is that, one, it's going to take more time, and it is not true at all. It's actually the complete opposite. It saves a huge amount of time, and that it's going to be more costly, and that is not true either. It's actually, we found that it saved us over 40% on our overall spending.
Wow.
And my husband actually was not really on board originally. He thought that doing zero waste was going to be too costly for us. And then once he compared the bank statements of the pre-zero waste life with the, our zero waste life,
he saw the light.
He saw the light and he's like, okay, you're right. Let's do it. We're doing it.
Our guest has been Bea Johnson, who is the author of Zero Waste Home, in which she shares her experiences in attempting, well, not attempting, she has created a trash-free household. Bea, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
But thanks so much.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Radio MD.